Good evening, this is Akashwani Kohima. I'm Ninginam Hangsing with the evening bulletin. The headlines. Center clarifies that India has one of the most stringent standards of maximum residue limits for food items in the world. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar gives an overview to 75 international delegates of various facets of gigantic election exercise. Union Home Minister and Senior BJP leader Amit Shah says it was under PM Modi's leadership that 80 crore people got free ration under PM Garib Kalyan Yojana. And campaigning for the third phase of Lok Sabha election ends. Now the news in detail. Center has clarified that India has one of the most stringent standards of maximum residue limits, MRLs, in the world, and MRLs of pesticides are fixed differently for different food commodities based on their risk assessments. Agriculture Ministry in a statement said that media reports claiming that the Food Safety and Standards Authority of India, FSSAI, allows 10 times more pesticide residue in herbs and spices are false and malicious. Pesticides are regulated by Ministry of Agriculture through Central Insecticide Board and Registration Committee constituted under Insecticide Act 1968. Agriculture Ministry said, Scientific Panel on Pesticides Residues of FSSAI examines data received through Central Insecticide Board and Registration Committee. It recommends MRLs after performing risk assessment considering the dietary consumption of the Indian population and health concerns with respect to all age groups. The statement said that the MRLs are dynamic in nature and regularly revised based on scientific data. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar today gave an overview to 75 international delegates of various facets of the gigantic election exercise in the world's largest democracy. Kumar addressed the international visitors from election management bodies of 23 countries in New Delhi this afternoon. The delegates arrived in India yesterday to witness the Lok Sabha elections. They attended the International Election Visitors Program, of which the inaugural session was held today. Election Commission invited these delegates to witness democratic excellence firsthand. The delegates will embark on visits to 6 states to observe polls and related preparedness in various constituencies. The program will end on the 9th of this month. Union Home Minister and Senior BJP leader Amit Shah said that it was under Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership that 80 crore people got free ration under PM Garib Kalyan Yojana and 50 crore people got 550 lakh rupees health insurance coverage under the Ayushman Bharat scheme. Participating in a campaign this afternoon at Hindupur Lok Sabha constituency in Andhra Pradesh, Shah reminded that people that the COVID-19 vaccine was provided to 130 crore people in the country free of cost. He criticized the incumbent Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh, Y.S. Jagan Mohan Reddy, for neglecting development and failing to attract investments to the state. He said that experienced leaders like Chandrababu Naidu, who laid the foundation for Andhra Pradesh post-bifurcation, must be elected to ensure holistic development of the state. He appealed to the public to vote for NDA to achieve the goal of Viksit Bharat by 2047. Prime Minister and Senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today came down heavily on Samajwadi Party and Congress on the COVID issue in an election rally at Itawa in Uttar Pradesh. He said that these parties tried to instigate people and spread lies during COVID period while his government and scientists were trying hard to save each and every life. Itawa is hometown of Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav. The Prime Minister raised the issue of nepotism here and said that some families think that certain areas are their personal property, but this is not going to happen this time. Campaigning for the third phase of Lok Sabha elections ended this evening. Political leaders held rallies back-to-back in favour of the party candidates. Voting in this phase will be held on 7 May in 93 constituencies, spread over 10 states and the union territories of Dadra and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu. In Uttar Pradesh, high-pitched political battle were seen where many candidates for the third phase of elections held roadshows and door-to-door campaigns. Electioneering has intensified for the other phase of elections. Also, senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed the political rallies in Itawa and Dhaurara constituencies. Meanwhile, Congress in charge of Uttar Pradesh, Avinash Pandey, held a rally in favour of the party candidate in Kaushambi. This news comes to you from Akashwani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Congress has released a list of 6 candidates for the upcoming Odisha Assembly elections. The party has fielded Sudarshan Das in place of Devi Prasanna Chand from the Jaleshwar Assembly seat, whereas Akshaya Acharya will contest from the Nilgiri seat. Uma Balafrat will contest from Puri Vidhan Sabha constituency in place of Sujit Mahapatra. The party has fielded Sudarshan Sahu from Athagar and Himanshu Cholia from the Atmalik seat. In Chhattisgarh, 35 Maoists have surrendered in Dantewada district today. Three of the surrendered Maoists had rewards on their heads. These Maoists, influenced by the Lone Varatu campaign being run by Dantewada police, surrendered before DIG police of Dantewada range, Kamalochand Kashyap, and senior officers of CRPF and police. All these Maoists were said to be active in Bhairamgarh and Katekalyan area committee of Maoist organization. These Maoists are accused of being involved in many Naxalite incidents, including road blocking. On surrendering, these Maoists will be given an amount of 25,000 rupees each as incentive under the surrender and rehabilitation policy of the government. So far, 796 Maoists have surrendered under the Lone Varatu campaign of Dantewada police. The District Sports Office Woka and District Sports Council Woka presented a PCP, air rifle, to the Woka District Rifle Association today, marking a significant moment for the association. District Sports Officer Woka Libemo Jami highlighted the association's dedication despite equipment challenges, crediting Deputy Commissioner Woka and District Sports Council Chairman Ajit Kumar Ranjan for his support. Jami also mentioned the council's focus on empowering women in sports. President Woka District Rifle Association T. Ren Pyo Hamsoy expressed gratitude for the equipment and shared the association's vision of scouting talents, particularly among women. He expressed optimism about nurturing more shooters with the rifle's availability through regular practice sessions. The death toll from torrential rains in southern Brazil's Rio Grande do Sul has risen to 60, while thousands are still stranded. Rescue officials said another 67 people are missing in the state. The record-breaking floods devastated cities and forced thousands to leave their homes. More than 23,000 people had to leave their homes due to the worst floods in 80 years. On Thursday, a dam at a hydroelectric plant between the cities of Bento Gonçalves and Cotipora partially collapsed, and entire cities in the Taquari River Valley, such as Lajeado and Estrela, were completely overtaken by water. India Meteorological Department predicts heavy rainfall spell accompanied with thunderstorms and gusty winds very likely to continue over northeast India till 7 May. Fairly widespread to widespread light to moderate rainfall accompanied with isolated thunderstorm, lightning and gusty winds are very likely over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura during the next 7 days. Meanwhile, Kohima today recorded a maximum temperature of 25.2 degrees Celsius and a minimum temperature of 13.3 degrees Celsius. And now to end the news, the main points once again. Centre clarifies that India has one of the most stringent standards of maximum residue limits for food items in the world. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar gives an overview to 75 international delegates of various facets of gigantic election exercise. Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah says it was under PM Modi's leadership that 80 crore people got free ration under PM Garib Kalyan Yojana. And campaigning for the third phase of Lok Sabha elections ends. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Have a pleasant night.